Yes, good morning. This is Brother Wilmer with the devotional for today. My number is 484-919-8850. That's 484-919-8850. I'd like to start with a word of prayer this morning. Dear Father, we come before you here in the name of Jesus. We come before you in awe. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you. We thank you for that precious blood that was spilt there on the cross by Jesus Christ for us. We thank you, Father, for that great Passover that you, the Lord Jesus Christ, has become. We realize, Father, that the children of Israel for a long time had this Passover once a year, and how Jesus then later became that Passover. And we just thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for that great sacrifice. Just pray, Father, that you would be with us today, be with all of us today as we listen into your word of God, and as you give us our daily bread, the revelations of your word. Father, we invite you here as we look into, speak, and listen into what your word has for us today. All in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah, just thought I'd go into Exodus 12 this morning. It, as we know there, the children of Israel have been in slavery for quite some time. And Moses was there speaking with Pharaoh, trying to get Pharaoh to release the children of Israel. And Pharaoh didn't want to, and there were quite a few plagues there. I think it was 10 plagues overall that he sent there in Egypt in trying to, or in Moses' effort in freeing the children of Israel. And yet Pharaoh, the king, kept hardening his heart time and time again. And here God told Moses, he told him to prepare this one time, and he said he gave him quite a bit of instructions how to prepare. He said he wants them to prepare for a Passover. And this Passover here was what was going to happen here. He told Moses that they should prepare, they should have their shoes on, they should have plenty of bread dough, and they should be prepared for travel, because he said not only were they going to travel, but they were going to be driven out. And to get this across, the Lord was going to kill the firstborn of every house in Egypt, not just of every house, but it looks like all the cattle and everything that was a firstborn was to be killed by the angel of death. And he gave instructions here. He said that they were to kill a lamb, and he gave specific instructions here to Moses how they were to prepare themselves, how they were to prepare this lamb, they were to slaughter this lamb, and how they were to prepare it, and how they were to eat the Passover, and how they were supposed to put this blood of the lamb all around their door of their dwelling. And when you go into Exodus 12, you can see the preparation and everything that you can read for yourself. all the preparation that it took there to get ready for this Passover. Now, this Passover is a foreshadow of Jesus Christ, who is also our Passover today. In other words, the blood of the Lamb that children of the Israel took, and they put it on their doors, all around their doors, is what saved them. It's what saved their firstborn, their oldest child. You know, in some cases, the father of that home may have been the oldest of his family, and the wife would have been the oldest of her family, and then they also had an oldest child. So not only was it saving their oldest child, but it was also saving the father and the mother of that home. Now, not only that, but there was quite a bit of cattle that these people had, and a lot of these cattle would have been the firstborn. If I understand right, it would have affected the cattle as well. So this was quite a saving that night. They were being saved from the death angel, from that death. And that is the same way with what we have now with the Lord Jesus Christ. He shed his blood for us. He has made a way. We have that opportunity to accept what Jesus has done, accept the blood of Jesus at the door of our hearts. And that when that time comes for us to leave this world, and that blood has been applied in our lives here, that we can pass on, and that death angel will pass over us, and we can have eternal life with our Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever. Here in Exodus 12, there's quite a preparation here for this lamb and how they were to have this Passover. And you know, when we look at all the preparation that it would look like that was needed from the beginning, where Adam and Eve failed there in the garden, to when Jesus was crucified, to take away that sin, so that we can be reconciled unto our Father. There was quite a preparation there, and it's also written out in a way that we can understand what the Lord had been doing all that time. He was preparing that Passover. He was getting ready for that great salvation. Just like in Exodus 12 here, there was quite a preparing that, and they could not just take it lightly. And that is something that I would like to speak about here this morning, is that number one, that we do not take the blood of Jesus lightly, but that we realize that this, just as in Exodus 12 here, they needed to do it just right. And that is a bit of likeness to what we have today. We cannot just take the blood of Christ in a light way. We cannot just believe in it and live our lives the way we want to live our lives. It takes a sacrifice on our part. It takes a preparing on our part. It takes a living out. It takes an applying of that blood into our hearts, on that door of our heart. number two thing that I'd like to talk about here is God did make a way. And we can accept that. Praise the Lord. It goes on to say here how they were supposed to have the shoes on their feet. They were supposed to have the staff, their staff in their hand. This was called the Lord's Passover. In 12 there, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be for you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over, and the plague will not be upon you to destroy you, but I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. Goes on to say how they were to do their bread there. And just paging down through. In Exodus 12:21, then Moses called for the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. In 23, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and unto the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. Going on down through here, in 29, Exodus 12:29, and it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all of the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. As we read on here, they collected quite a spoil from the Egyptians then, as the Egyptians just wanted them to leave. They were willing to give them anything. Just get out of here and go. So there was a great deliverance here. The children of Israel were set free from their slavery. Okay, number one, the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus Christ cannot just be taken lightly or casually. Number two, God did make a way. Number three, there is a freedom from the slavery and bondage of sin. You know, in Exodus 12 here, they were being delivered. They were being set free from their slavery. They were, not only were they being set free from their slavery, they were being led to the land of promise, to the promised land. You know, so many things here parallel to what we have today. We also have a promised land, and that is that we can, well, I'll just back up a little bit. Number one, we have that great sacrifice that the Lord Jesus Christ has done. He spilt his blood for us to accept, and not to accept in just a light, casual way, but to accept it in all seriousness and bring our sins and confess and repent from our sins, and to also take up that cross and to that and live that living sacrifice on a day-to-day basis as we go through this, as we travel through this world in our time that we have here, which is like a vapor and then all of eternity. Number two, God did make a way. He made a way that the death angel can depart from us. Death no longer has to be a part of us. It can be put away. And life, eternal life, life everlasting, can come into our hearts and be there forever and ever, and deep into our souls. Deep in our souls, this life eternal, this everlasting life can come and dwell in our souls, and our souls can live forever and ever. That death angel can pass over our souls where the blood has been applied. The other thing is, through that great sacrifice, we can be set free. You know, not only do we need to be cleansed from our sin to stand before an almighty God, but it also brings a freedom to us while we are here on this, in this earth, in this world, I should say. As we are in this world, this is not our home, but this world is full of darkness, sin, and death, and it can be a great hindrance to us. But through the blood of Jesus, we are set free from this slavery and bondage to sin, which is a great plus in our lives today, the peace and the joy that we can live in Christ Jesus while we are here. I'd like to read a few verses here yet. I would just recommend that you would read Exodus 12 and just to get all the context and all the verses, everything that that they had to prepare there. I'd like to share a couple verses here in 1 Peter 1:18 to 1:23. For as much as ye know that ye are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but by the precious blood of Jesus, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, who raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. In Revelation 7, verse 9 to 14, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, and of kindreds, and of people, and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood around the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence can they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Praise the Lord, and God bless you all today.